A pioneer and trailblazer, some call the Jackie Robinson of football, George Taliaferro played a pivotal role in shaping NFL life into the game we love today. Taliaferro's journey to becoming the NFL's first African-American drafted began in the Central District of Gary, Indiana. In the 1940s, discrimination was rampant all across the United States, and Northwest Indiana didn't afford Taliaferro equal opportunities to showcase his talents on the gridiron.
I wasn't recognized as a good football player by the city of Gary, because I could never play against the city of Gary. Indiana High School Athletic Association did not allow Gary Roosevelt, Christmas Addicts, and Lincoln of Evansville, because they were the only three all-black high schools in the state of Indiana. And in 1944, my senior year, they allowed the three all-black high schools to compete in sports.
Finally, in Taliaferro's last season of high school, he got his chance. Playing against Horace Mann High School in Gary, Taliaferro left quite the impression on opponent Carl Bisecker with one historic post-game handshake in a segregated steel mill town.
And Carl stayed in the middle of the field, and he walked over to me and extended his hand and said it was an absolute pleasure to have had the opportunity to play against you.
That wasn't the last time Carl and George met. Some 60 years later, with Carl living in Arizona, he told his daughters he had one dying wish.
And they said, just let us know. He said, see if you can locate my friend, George Taliaferro.
Both segregation and Gary holding Taliaferro back for much of his high school career, recruiting calls were relatively quiet. In fact, Indiana University almost never saw Taliaferro don the cream and crimson.
The night before Indiana made up its mind that it wanted me as a student, I was scheduled to go to North Carolina Central, a predominantly black institution in Durham, North Carolina, because their coaching staff had a very close relationship with our high school.
The appeal of having his mom and dad watch him eventually won out in the end, and Taliaferro headed to Indiana University in the fall of 1945. He was a freshman phenom, finishing his first season in Bloomington as the team's leading rusher and helping the Hoosiers to their first ever undefeated Big Ten championship. But his time with the Hoosiers was interrupted in early February of 1946, when Taliaferro was shocked to learn he had been drafted into the Army, where his football career was expected to continue.
I could have choked. And without thinking, I said, I'm not going to play football. In that tone of voice. And he just sat up in his chair like this, and he said, you have an alternative. You can either go to Officer's Candidate School, which is an automatic 3-year enlistment, or you can play football. And just that quickly, I said, then I'll see you after football practice.
Taliaferro would return to IU for two more seasons, and his talent led him to being the first African-American drafted into the National Football League. Various stops around the NFL included playing for the expansion Baltimore Colts in 1953. Taliaferro's name will forever live in Colts lore, and his influence with trailblazing efforts made quite the impression on another Colts great.
And he walked right over to me and said, Mr. Taliaferro, my name is Tony Dungy, I want to meet the legend. And I said, where? And he told me there that his decision to play at the University of Minnesota was created by my career at Indiana University.
The Mount Rushmore of historic Indiana coaches that Taliaferro touched didn't stop with Dungy. Upon returning to Indiana University to work in the early 1970s, Taliaferro connected with new head basketball coach, Bob Knight.
He was hired in 71. I was hired as assistant to the president in 72. And he was the first person to invite me to lunch. He asked me to assist him in recruiting, and that he wanted his players to see a person who had played professional sports but who had a college degree.
Whether it was the town of Gary, future Hall of Fame coaches, or the entire NFL, the name George Taliaferro is still paving the way for the success of future generations.
When I found out that my name would help in whatever, I volunteered it.